Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Thursday, August 15th. So happy to have you here. Particularly, I will tell you, we have now officially entered the dog days of summer. Things are getting quiet. There are some really interesting news articles, news stories out there this week that I want to talk about. Some really interesting information that I want to share with you. But as ever, I really appreciate you tuning in, particularly because at this time of year, I think it gives us a good opportunity to sort of take a breath and look at where things are going, as opposed to just getting overwhelmed by the flood of information and the flood of news stories coming in every day that we see at some other points in the year. So hopefully you're sitting somewhere on a beach listening to this on your iPod or on your iPhone or on your Android phone, and you're enjoying a nice, refreshing beverage with little fruit on a stick brought to you by, you know, some attractive person. God knows, I hope to be doing that before too long in the next couple of weeks here, but right now, even if you're in your office, I certainly hope you're enjoying the show. So thank you again for tuning in. There is some interesting stuff to share with you. And to start off, I really want to follow up on last week's podcast. So episode 38 last week was called E-commerce Retail. It's Just Shopping. And it was really all about the convergence of retail and e-commerce, at least in part because of the growth of mobile. Right? When people have a mobile device in their hands, a mobile internet-connected device, they don't necessarily need to go sit at a computer to transact with a business, to conduct commerce activities. They can just do it anywhere they are at any time. And it's really creating this crumbling of the wall between what we traditionally thought of as retail and what we traditionally thought of as e-commerce. And that's a good thing for businesses. That's a fantastic thing for businesses. And it's borne out in what we're seeing in terms of the growth of these channels. There was some recent data that showed that e-commerce for Q2 was up 16% year on year, and that m-commerce was up 24% year on year, m-commerce being mobile commerce. So those are incredible numbers, particularly when you consider that e-commerce has been around for, oh gosh, I've been doing it for at least 15 years. So, I mean, those are extraordinary numbers to still have that kind of growth rate. And it doesn't look like it's going to slow down anytime soon. Now, I've talked about this plenty of times before. In fact, I've got a whole presentation in a post called Today and Tomorrow, Mobile and the Changing Customer Journey, that I will link to in the show notes. But I'll also go ahead and put the whole deck right in the show notes for this podcast, this week's episode as well, so you can check that out. But there are some specific data points and some specific news stories that you should pay attention to that explain why this is occurring and why this will likely continue to occur for some time. One of those is that Lenovo just posted its Q1 earnings. Now, if you don't know Lenovo, Lenovo is one of the largest computer manufacturers in the world. Lenovo bought IBM's PC business when IBM got out of the business of making PCs a few years back. And what Lenovo said is that its mobile sales have overtaken PC sales. Now, most of you probably have never seen a Lenovo mobile phone, and that's because they're one of the largest mobile phone manufacturers in China, but they don't have much of a footprint in most other parts of the world. Now, there are a couple of interesting bits because of this, right? The first is, of course, the growth of China as a market. I think it's very, very important to watch China in the coming months. I've talked about China before. I was in China a few months back. And it's incredibly important to be aware of the growth of China as a market, both in the near term and as we go forward. The other thing, of course, is I don't think by any stretch that Lenovo is an outlier here. You look at the amount of money that Apple makes on iPhones and things like that. You look at the amount of money that Samsung makes on its mobile phones. The numbers are huge, huge, huge. And increasingly, of course, mobile phones are taking the place of computers for many people. That's one of the things I actually talk about in that presentation I just mentioned a moment ago, is that in some sectors, for instance, travel, we're seeing people a decline in the use of PCs because of the huge growth of mobile phones and the huge growth of tablets, both for researching and for purchasing. So this isn't something where people say, oh, I'm not going to do this. I'm just going to look and then I'll go and get on my computer to buy. People are buying on their phones. And it's going to get increasingly easy for them to do so for at least two reasons. One, there's this really interesting story out today from CNET about Microsoft introducing a touchscreen for any surface. And what it really is just a sensor that looks like a screen. You project from another device, so it could be a mobile phone, it could be a laptop computer, it could be whatever, and it projects onto this screen, and it actually responds as a touch unit for anything. So one of the limiting factors on mobile devices is that the screens are really small. Well, not if you put it up on a wall. You can have as large a screen as you want, in theory. And this isn't something that's coming like years from now. This is actually going on sale, right? So this is not, you know, oh, way off in the future. This is now. This is, you know, some cool stuff. Even more immediately, and even more importantly in the near term, there's a news story out just this week that Facebook, All Things Digital has a post about the fact that Facebook is introducing a mobile payment system. Facebook wants to go head-to-head with PayPal here and become the way you pay for everything. And if you think about it, it makes an enormous amount of sense. Because you're carrying this device in your hand that knows everything about you, that has security, and we'll come to that in just a moment in a little more detail, but it knows things about you, you can make it secure, and you can go ahead and just type in your password when you want to transact and transfer money, and boom, commerce happens just like that, which is incredibly frictionless. It reduces the amount of friction in the payment process. And so going back to last week's post for a moment, you know, it's very hard to say, is that e-commerce, is that m-commerce, is that just retail? And the point is, it doesn't matter. It's just shopping. It's your customers and your guests and your visitors doing what they need to do to transact business. And ultimately, that's a good thing. That's what we want. So the more of these things that can occur, the better off our businesses will be. Now, of course, I mentioned security a moment ago. Not everything is perfect. There was a big Android security problem with mobile payments just recently, but they'll work through these. I will admit I tend to be somewhat optimistic about these things, but I also tend to be realistic about these. You're going to have these issues from time to time. Over time, the frequency of these issues, the incidence of these issues, will decline. I'm a pragmatist. I don't think they're ever going to go to zero. But they will go down to a point where they are at an acceptable level. Let's be very fair. There's identity theft today and identity fraud today and credit card fraud and all kinds of things with our current systems of payment. But most people have gotten accustomed to it and just accept that as a matter of course. And I think the same will be true with mobile payment systems as we move forward. I'm going to talk more about this in a post that's going up next week on my Travel Tuesday post. But Starbucks mobile app you can use to pay in Starbucks stores. And what Starbucks finds to be true is that people who do so spend more money and come more frequently than people who don't use the app. And that's true across all their different segments. So their very best customers who use the mobile app are better than their very best customers who don't use the mobile app. And their second best tier of customers spends more and comes more frequently than the second best tier of customers who don't use the mobile app, and so on and so forth. So it's been tremendously successful in terms of engaging their customers and in terms of driving purchase behavior, and I think we're going to see more and more of that. And one last reason I think we're going to see more of that, and I want to point out a book to you that's worth the read. There's a book called Abundance, The Future is Better Than You Think by Peter Diamandis and Stephen Kotler. Peter Diamandis and Stephen Kotler. And it's just a really, really good read. Now, clearly, they're very optimistic about the future and about what it brings. I think they have good reason to do so. And I'll give you one example on why this actually is going to change the world in lots of ways. I am, of course, very bullish on mobile. And one of the reasons that I am so bullish on mobile is because it is life-changing for many, many people. In their book, Diamandis and Kotler have a statistic that if you add 10 phones in a community of 100 people, 10 phones per 100 people, you can raise the GDP of a developing nation by 0.6%. Now, that may sound like a small number, but let's think about that. That's 0.5% lift in GDP for a nation solely by providing mobile phones to 10 out of every 100 people. And what that means is that every time you do that, 48 million people get out of poverty. Now, that's incredibly cool. I mean, massively incredibly cool. And obviously, not will improve the lives of those people, but those people then become purchasers, they become consumers, they become people who want to buy stuff, and that drives more business. So ultimately, that's a really good thing too. So of course, that's one of the reasons why I tend to be so bullish on the future. Now I want to say, in fairness, I recommend you buy the Kindle edition of the book because I'll have a link to it in the show notes, but I recommend you buy the Kindle edition because the other day when I went to check out the book, the print edition of Abundance, The Future is Better Than You Think, was out of stock. So I think we're seeing one of the benefits of digital there, that you know, you want to get the one you can actually buy. It's back in stock now, but I just, you know, there was something too rich about that, too delicious about that for anybody who's a little bit, maybe a little bit cynical about this stuff. Nonetheless, I do recommend the book, and I do recommend you check out the links in this week's show notes. I think there's some really good stuff there and some really good information. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up for this week. As ever, I want to thank you for tuning in. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes by doing a search for Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or just Thinks Out Loud. You can also subscribe to us on Stitcher Radio if you're an Android user. And you can subscribe by going to timpeter.com. Go to the timpeter.com/blog. Look for the podcast link on the right, and you can subscribe in any one of the episodes there. So with that, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. It is so great to have you here week after week. I really appreciate it. I hope you have a great rest of the week, a fantastic weekend, and look forward to seeing you right back here on Thinks Out Loud real soon. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.